Welcome to this gratitude practice. Showing gratitude is something we're encouraged to do from early on in life. Our parents often reminded us to say thank you when someone gave us something or did something for us. There is growing evidence to show that when we are appreciative internally for the little things in life, for the events that occur that make our lives easier, and for the people in our lives who enrich it, we become more content. By feeling grateful and experiencing it as an emotion, not just an expression of good manners, we actually boost our mood and well-being. We can take it one step further even and seek out silver linings in challenging situations. This practice has been shown to make us more resilient. By actively looking for the learning and blessing in disguise within adversity, we set ourselves up to be less overwhelmed by a crisis and actually more likely to find solutions to problems and be less stressed generally. I'm going to guide you now on a gratitude practice. We'll begin and end the practice with the sound of the bell. Take a moment to get comfortable. Notice your posture and invite your body into a relaxed but upright position. Notice the support of the seat and the floor, and take a moment to appreciate this time you have to sit. Appreciate the space that you occupy and what it offers you in this moment, without judgment or agenda, simply appreciating this moment here and now. Bring your awareness now to your breath. Without trying to change or regulate your breath in any way, simply attend to appreciating your breath. Invite some gratitude for your breath into your awareness and sit with it for a moment. Notice your body and the sensations you're aware of anywhere in your body. Take this moment to be grateful for your body and all that it does for you of a day. Reflect on something your body has done for you today, and sit with the gratitude and appreciation. Maybe your body doesn't work as well as you'd like it to. Spend some time now appreciating all the things it does do well, and extend the gratitude you feel throughout your entire body, especially to the parts that need more support. Thank those parts of your body for doing the best they can. Notice how this is for you. Take a moment to observe your response to the practice with compassionate curiosity. Notice what's arising for you. Bring your awareness now to your sense of sight and bring to mind something about your sight that you're grateful for. And your hearing. What have you heard that has enriched your life? Your sense of taste. What do you appreciate about your sense of taste? Your sense of smell. What one smell do you absolutely love? Your sense of touch. How does this enrich your life? And your sixth sense, your intuition. How has your intuition supported you recently? Sit for a moment, appreciating your senses. Now spend some time attending to the things in your life that bring you joy. Invite gratitude for these things into your awareness and extend the feeling into all the things that bring you joy. Sit with the joy and the gratitude. I invite you now to bring to mind a challenge in your life. It may be current or in the past. Is there something within that challenge that could be a blessing in disguise? I invite you to use compassionate curiosity to see what silver lining might exist within the adversity you have faced. The difficulty is there, and that's okay. But there might also be something good that wouldn't have happened only for the difficulty. Gently welcome the silver lining into your awareness and sit with it in gratitude. Gently notice what's arising for you. And appreciate the opportunity to grow your self-awareness in gratitude. Take a moment now to reflect on the practice, the insights that have occurred for you, and what you're taking with you from the practice to support your well-being. Allow your next breath to deepen slightly as you prepare to come to the end of the practice. And when you hear the bell again, the practice will be over.